After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. So here we see the beautiful balance between Jesus knowing that God the Father had given him all power, but then immediately demonstrating his servant heart by washing his disciples' feet. It totally takes the disciples by surprise, doesn't it? And Peter in particular, who gets quite upset about Jesus. You know, their leader should lower himself to do such a thing as washing their feet. Now, we have and we need leaders in all areas of our life, don't we? We need it in business. You know, we have to have a boss, someone who's running things. In sport, we have a manager or a captain of the team. On a boat, we also have a captain. And in church, we have a pastor or a vicar who gives a spiritual leadership. So what attributes make a good leader? Now I'm just going to stand to one side here. And if you can see that slide, I hope you can at the back. Some of those words are pretty quite small, but you get a thumbs up, that's good. What makes a good leader? Just a few things there. I think a good leader needs to be able to delegate, get the best out of his people. He needs a clear vision. He needs to inspire people. They need to develop or motivate the people who work for them. They need to be confident. They need to be able to command respect from those who are in their team. They need to lead by example. That's very important, I think, in a leader. Very important to be able to listen as well. Listen to their staff or their team. To be a strong decision maker. I think Jesus demonstrated that wonderfully. You know, he always listened to people, but he always made decisions when he needed to. And then at the bottom there, maintaining personal integrity. You know, if you're going to lead, you've got to be able to lead from a place of integrity and honesty. And I put a sense of humour on there as well. I think it's important for people to have a sense of humour if they're in leadership. Okay. So if we can look at the next slide. I just thought of a few famous leaders. Not necessarily good leaders, but famous leaders. So first of all, Winston Churchill, of course he was a leader who was raised up at an incredibly important time for us at the Second World War and led this country through a very, very difficult time to victory, of course, in the war. But Winston Churchill was a flawed character as well. He wasn't perfect by any means. And on the other side of the war, of course, was Adolf Hitler. Not a good leader by any stretch of the imagination, but still a leader. He commanded people follow him, and people did follow him. The entire German nation followed him, of course, into the war. A very charismatic leader, but, my word, no integrity, no honour, no honesty in that man, but still a leader. And Sir Alex Ferguson, who, if you don't know who he is, he was a Manchester United football manager. I'm not a Manchester United fan, particularly after they beat my team yesterday, but he's an incredible manager, that guy. He built three teams, three completely separate football teams, and he had that rare ability as a leader of knowing who to put an arm round and encourage gently and who needed a kick up the backside. And he had that ability as a leader to know how to lead his team properly. Richard Branson, a great business leader, a very gentle, peaceful-looking man, but he must have had a really tough underbelly as well, Richard Branson. A great leader in business. Then Martin Luther King. We talked earlier about having a clear vision as a leader, and certainly Martin Luther King did that. A great leader, a man of integrity. Gandhi probably didn't think of himself as a leader, would never have put himself up there as a leader, but again, a man who commanded respect from people who followed him. But ultimately, Jesus is the ultimate leader in every way. And as I say, I believe he had the balance between leadership and serving, and seeing how out of his leadership came the heart of a servant. So what makes a good servant? So we looked at leaders. Let's have a look and see what makes a good servant. I think somebody who's very dedicated to the job that they're doing, the role they've been called to. They're loyal to their boss or their manager. Hard-working. Somebody who's caring, can bring a caring element to what the job they're doing. Somebody who's humble. Somebody who's trustworthy. That's very important in a servant, isn't it? And then again, similar to a leader, someone who can listen to the instructions they're being given. someone who's selfless. And also, same three things at the bottom there. Maintain personal integrity in the job that they do. Doesn't matter what job you're doing. To have integrity in what you're doing and to do your best is so important. And to be honest. And again, a sense of humour. I think whatever role you're doing, a sense of humour is so important, isn't it? So in Luke chapter 6, verse 31, Jesus says, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." In other words, you can lead, but you can still show respect and love towards those over whom you have authority. And in Matthew 25, verse 40, Jesus indicates that, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for the least of my brothers of mine, you did it for me." In other words, serve and look after the hungry, the needy and the marginalised in your community. And the work that I have the privilege of doing for CAP and the projects that you do here at Christchurch as well demonstrate that heart of servanthood of which Jesus was speaking. So let's secondly consider Jesus' identity. In John 13, verse 13, that we read earlier, Jesus indicates how comfortable he was with his identity. He knew that he had the power of God within him and acknowledged in verse 13 that he was Lord over mankind. Now, in this day and age where so many people seem to struggle with their identity and understanding and appreciating their self-worth, we see Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, in control and confident in who he was. Now, maybe you're someone who's troubled by your value or self-esteem in these difficult times. Can I encourage you that if you know Jesus as your Saviour, you are a child of God? John 1 verse 12 says, "Yet to all who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Now, you are of infinite value to the living God. Now, maybe you're thinking, you know, none of this is particularly relevant to me. I'm not a manager or a leader of any sort. Well, can I encourage you to challenge your thinking and consider the following? Are you a parent? Then you're a leader to your children. Are you a grandparent? Then you are still a leader to your children, but also you set standards for your grandchildren as well. Are you a husband or a wife? Do you have a partner? Then you're a leader in certain aspects of that relationship as well. Maybe you're an older brother or sister, then you can be a leader in that relationship too. So thirdly, let's think about Jesus as the teacher. I'll just turn to my next, John 14 to 17. Might be easier to read it from the screen actually. "Yeah, now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." So I said earlier, Jesus loved to develop and teach his followers and those who are open to learn from him. And that same desire remains today as the Holy Spirit works inside all who love and follow Jesus. So what was the learning point Jesus left from this passage, from this incident? Well, I believe Jesus teaches us, his disciples, first of all, to treat everyone we meet with respect. To not look down on others, regardless of what our status might be in society. And to walk humbly and cultivate a servant heart. Also, to follow Jesus' example. He calls us to follow his example. We are his followers. So how can we go about putting some of these things into practice today in 2021? Well, by practicing personal integrity in our lives, you know, doing what we say, our external behaviour when we're outside of our home being the same as in our home, by listening to God's leading, by reading the Bible and praying. Now, those really are the cornerstones of our Christian walk with God, aren't they? By having time for others and putting their needs first. Might be by volunteering your time and skills to help others. And I know, as you say, you've got a number of projects here at Christchurch that I'm sure always need more volunteers and helpers. is a very practical way in which you can help your community. By being generous with our time, our money, and our skills. And you know, so often when we are truly generous, God blesses us. So in closing, balance, identity, and teaching are the three areas to bring out from today. And you know, Jesus never bit off more than he could chew. He lived his life in perfect balance between leading and serving, and he is always our perfect example in any area of life. Jesus was totally confident in his identity as the Son of God. And when we study the Bible, Jesus always leaves us with something to consider, a teaching point to take away and ponder. So balance, identity, and teaching, the keys that Jesus gave us for leading by serving. Let me briefly pray. Lord, thank you that you do always teach us from your word. We thank you for your servant heart, but we acknowledge that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Help us to follow you by reading your word, by praying, by keeping a walk of integrity in all we do. And we thank you, Jesus, that you gave us the instruction to serve and to love others. Help us to do so to bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.